Yesterday, old Joe held a surprise primetime address to the nation. No, not announcing that he was suspending his campaign and stepping down because he's obviously mentally incapacitated and incompetent. Not even mentioning the elephant in the room, his horrifying debate performance last week that has the Democrat Party in shambles. Instead, he decided to come out and complain briefly about the Supreme Court ruling yesterday that said presidents have presumptive immunity for any official acts that they engage in while in office and don't have immunity for any personal acts or non-official acts that they conduct during their presidency, before or after. A total common sense ruling, but it slows down the persecution of President Trump with Jack Smith's case. And so if there's going to be another kangaroo court criminal trial, it's not going to happen, most likely, until next year. His statement was so brief, if you blinked, you would have missed it. So let's take a look.
Good evening.
Okay, so that was a meme, or as CNN will say, a cheap fake, a deceptively edited video trying to make old Joe look bad. But the speech was so inconsequential that most of the major networks did not interrupt their regularly scheduled program to carry it, and it was a grand total of 4 minutes long. And with such a brief statement, you may be wondering if he spent the rest of the evening answering questions from the media about the strange situation that our country finds ourselves in with a president who can't even finish a sentence. And of course, he did not. He turned around and walked away, as usual, like a coward.
What makes you so confident you should be the president?
Absolutely pathetic. But during the 4-minute teleprompter read, he had another Ron Burgundy moment. Wait for it.
I concur with Justice Sotomayor's dissent today. Here's what she said. She said, in every use of official power, the president is now a king above the law. With fear for our democracy, I dissent. End of quote.
End of quote. I am Ron Burgundy. His entire 4-minute speech was nonsense and fear-mongering as usual, and was topped off with this hilarious lie.
I know I will respect the limits of the presidential powers I have for 3.5 years.
No, you won't. You haven't, sir. You're on video numerous times bragging about how you have violated the Supreme Court rulings by giving U.S. tax dollars away in order to try to buy votes, by having the government pay off student loans.
The Supreme Court of the United States blocked me, but they didn't stop me.
The Supreme Court blocked me from relieving student debt, but they didn't stop me.
You didn't relieve student debt. You tried to buy their votes and thus increase the inflation problem in the meantime. For those Americans who actually saw the primetime address, which again was hardly anybody because most of the major network affiliates didn't bother airing it for obvious reasons, and it was shorter than a standard commercial break. But if you happen to see it, you did notice there was something very different about old Joe. Yes, his handlers put on some bronzer for him, because after last week's debate performance, not only did he sound terrible and he couldn't finish a sentence and he was making bizarre facial expressions the whole time, but he also looked as white as a ghost. And so they're trying to revamp his image, which caused a bunch of memes to be made and people to post screenshots and then adjust the saturation to make him look even more orange than he really was, which will undoubtedly cause CNN and MSNBC to fact check them and claim that these are just cheap fakes, manipulated images. But this has got to be the best meme by far. I am the orange man now. And Democrats are still trying to come to grips with what happened last week at the debate, now that Joe Biden's campaign is a complete train wreck and they don't know what to do, whether to swap him out for Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom, or try to just forget what happened and keep him in the race and nudge him along like they did to John Fetterman. And some are in complete utter denial, like Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, who says that Joe Biden just prepared too much.
I felt from the very beginning that Joe Biden was going to have a tough night, because I thought it was preparation overload. I just saw it. I had been around these debates for a long time. I have been a part of the debate prep in a couple of instances. And as I could see that Joe Biden was trying not to stray from the preparation. and he was grappling for numbers, grappling for
He was grappling for words. He was grappling to finish a sentence. And this guy, by the way, is even older than old Joe. Others have obviously been drinking the liberal media Kool-Aid, and now that they realized the emperor has no clothes, they have no idea what to do, and their entire worldview has been turned upside down. Here's Carl Bernstein on the Clown News Network.
Carl, according to the people you've been talking to, what are you hearing?
Well, these are people, several of them, who are very close to President Biden, who love him, have supported him, have been among them, or some people who have raised a lot of money for him. And they are adamant that what we saw the other night, the Joe Biden we saw, is not a one-off, that there have been 15, 20 occasions in the last year and a half when the president has appeared somewhat as he did in that horror show that we witnessed. And what's so significant is the people that this is coming from, and also how many people around the president are aware of such incidents, including some reporters, incidentally, who have witnessed some of them.
Anyone with half a brain knew this. This doesn't take a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who broke the Watergate story, which was just handed to him on a silver platter 50 years ago, and he's been riding off of that fame ever since, to figure this out. Imagine thinking that this is some groundbreaking reporting. The great Carl Bernstein has been on the case, and he has uncovered that numerous people close to Biden have known that he's had these problems for the last 6 months. A lot of people think that this is a coup within the Democrat Party in order to try to force him out, to force him to step down. But whatever move the Democrats make, they're in big trouble, because even if they force him to step down, and then Kamala Harris is given the baton, she's even less liked than him and probably even dumber. And then if they give it to Gavin Newsom at the convention, through a contested convention, through an open convention, then people are going to be upset that Kamala Harris was bypassed because it was her turn. She was the VP. She's supposed to be next in line, the next president in training. And she's a black woman, the diversity hire. So they're going to be upset that she didn't get the job. So whatever move they make, they're in big trouble. They may try to pull a John Fetterman and just keep him in, and then keep him away from the cameras as much as possible, and then just try to push him across the finish line, just knowing that his campaign, his legacy, the Democrat Party is over. Something else they've been covering up is the fact that back in the late 80s, Joe Biden had brain surgery for numerous aneurysms. So for over 35 years, he has had neurological problems. Of course, that's never brought up in the mainstream media. This is becoming a comedy of errors for the Democrat Party. Remember his last primetime address when he came out to try to prove that he's not a feeble old man with a poor memory, when the special counsel decided not to indict him for having the classified documents? And then he mixed up the president of Egypt with the president of Mexico? And even though Jake Tapeworm has sold his soul to Satan many decades ago, at times, he still does appear to regret his decision and comes across like a normal journalist.
I think it is easy to settle this right now by President Biden going to the Brady Press Center, the press file in the White House, and doing a 2-hour press conference. Everybody would cover it live. Networks probably would cover it live. He'd answer all these questions. It's not a crazy thing to expect a president to do. And the fact is, you know that. The campaign knows that. The White House knows that. That's how you settle this. You just put him in front of reporters, and he handles himself with acuity, aplomb. We all see it was just a fluke. Oh, my God, I can't believe it happened. And we move on. The fact that you haven't done that says quite a bit to me.
Jake, what I've just said maybe 3 times in this interview is, that is what I am urging and recommending.
And obviously, that is never going to happen. At this point, the only thing that could spoil our fun is if Donald Trump is sentenced to prison next Thursday, July 11th, which is a possibility. But even if that happens, he would most likely be out pending appeal. But that would give them their new talking point that he's not only a convicted felon, an insult that hasn't stuck because he's the Teflon Don. Nobody cares. He would be the convicted felon who was sentenced to prison. Oh, no. But he's still free. But there also is a significant chance that he will just be sentenced to probation and given a fine. We shouldn't get our hopes up too high because I guess there is a possibility that they may sentence him to prison and then deny his release pending appeal and then just take him away somewhere to a military base or who knows where. But let's just hope and pray that he only gets probation and a fine and that he is the Teflon Don. By the way, this week for the 4th of July, you can get free shipping off of your Teflon Don shirt or any of my awesome designs from MarkDice.com if you use the promo code FREEDOM at the checkout. Or get an Appeal to Heaven shirt, a MAGA Mafia shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Now most of them available in tank tops as well. So just click on whatever shirt you want, and then down below you'll see the options for the tank top, long sleeve, and the hoodie. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code FREEDOM at the checkout to get free shipping in the U.S. this week. And check them out!